All right, who here has a nickname? You raise your hand if you have a nickname. All right, will one of you be willing to tell us what your nickname is? Let's see. All right, Quentin, what's your nickname?
Q.
All right, one thing we're going to learn about nicknames is that nicknames tell us something about the person who has one. So why do you think Quentin's nickname is Q? Anyone want to take a guess? What? You know Mallory? No? Caleb, what do you think?
His name starts with Q.
His name starts with Q. There you go. All right, who here is 15 years old? Is there anyone here that's 15 years old? Greta is 15 years old. Okay. When I was Greta's age, my youngest brother was born. And my dad was very, very old. So old. Think of the oldest person you know, okay? Who's the oldest person you know if you're a kid? That's about how old my dad was. He was 38. And so I would go home when I was in college and right after we were married, and I would go home and this old, old man, my dad, who was by then in his 40s, was sitting in a chair while my 7-8-year-old brother was vibrating and running around the house. And I used to call my dad Abraham because he had a child in his old age. Nicknames tell us something about the person whom we give them to, okay? So we're going to look at some nicknames for Jesus. And when we see these names, we want especially the kids to write down the names of nicknames about Jesus that tell us something, we learn something about Jesus. So we're going to read our Bibles from Luke and Matthew this morning. And we're going to start in Luke, okay? So if you have your Bible, you can take it out. And we're going to start in Luke. So Luke chapter 1. I think it's actually chapter 2, verse 26. God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, and he was sent to a virgin, and the girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. Now, hold on, stop. What does it mean to be engaged? Landry, what does it mean to be engaged? Kind of like you're going to get married. Exactly right, Landry. Good job. Let's give Landry a hand. Nice work. All right. Let's see. Engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was, let's all say it together. Ready? Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has given you a special favor. He is with you." All right, now it's time for the first person to bring up to our nativity set. And so all of you kids, remember, to get a candy cane, you got to write down what name? Let's say it together. Ready? Mary. Okay, so let's bring Mary up here. All right, good job, Katie. Come on, bring him up. Right here. Good job. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to put Mary right in here. All right, but we need to learn some names about Jesus here, don't we? We have Mary. Now we need to learn a couple names. Mary was very upset because of his words. She wondered what kind of greeting this could be. Like, what is going on? But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and be called Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David of long ago. He will rule forever over his people who came from Jacob's family. His kingdom will never end." Okay, who was a king in the Old Testament? Leah, who was a king? Caesar Augustus was a king, but not in the Old Testament. Who else was a king? Okay, Caleb.
David
was a king, right? Okay, so in the old, so long ago in the Old Testament, how did you become king? Wait, yeah. How do you become king in the Old Testament? Anyone know? Mallory, how do you become king? His father died? That is really good. That's really good. Let's give Mallory a hand. Good job. Okay, so you have to be the firstborn son of a king. And then you're right, when your dad dies, then you become king. So what this is saying is that Jesus is going to be king because he is the Son of God. So we want to write down Son of God and King, that Jesus is God's firstborn son, that God is Jesus' dad, and that Jesus is going to be king. So that's what we learn about Jesus, that he is the Son of God and he is king. All right, so get those written down. We're going to sing another song, and then we'll see some more people.
All right, now I'm your children's pastor. You don't pay me to just speak words. You pay me to run around and do crazy things in front of children. When we want you to learn things, we don't just learn the words. We learn motions to go with them. And so far we have two names of Jesus. Could we go back to that slide, Pastor Nathan? We have Son of God and we have King. For Son of God, what we're going to do is hold our little son and give him a little coochie-coo. But he's not just a normal son. He's the Son of God. And we point up for God, even though God is really everywhere. God's above us. So one of the names for Jesus is that he's the, let's do it together, Son of God. Oh, I saw a few of you who thought you were too good to do it with us. Let's try it again. Jesus is the Son of God. All right, but he's not just the Son of God. He's also the King. And what do kings wear on their heads, Amber? A crown. So what we're going to do is take a crown and put it on our head. So he's the Son of God, and he's the King. All right, it looks like we have that down. So let's stand on up, and we'll sing a song that Mary might have thought about when she was in that stable. And this song is What Child Is This? What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him blood, the babe, the Son of Mary. Now, did you notice we just sang that this is Christ the what? The King. There we go. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings, man loving hearts enthroning. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him blood, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Hey! to bring him Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. You may be seated.
So let's start reading in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married. What does that mean they were, guys? Let's see. Jenny, what is it? What is the word for it when they promised to get married? Can you think of it? That's okay. We'll try again with a different answer. Caleb?
Engaged.
Engaged. Okay. And his mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married. All right, so we got to bring up Joseph. Who has Joseph? Who has Joseph? I honestly can't remember who I gave Joseph to. Checking to see if I have him in my pockets. No. Let's see. I don't remember. I gave him to somebody. Well, okay, we'll have a wise man stand in for Joseph. Very good. All right. So, let's see. Okay, so let's look for the name of Jesus here. But before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. Now, what does that mean? How do you know when a mom is going to have a baby? Well, part of it is their stomach gets really, really big, right? The other part of it is, I'm just telling you guys because you might not all know, they start to walk like this. The other way you know that there's a woman with child is her husband's life starts to get really, really hard. So Joseph's life got harder and harder and harder. And so he knew that his wife was with child. So she became pregnant and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph was a godly man. He did not want to put her to shame in public. So he planned to divorce her quietly. But Joseph was thinking about this. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Okay, so how many of you have had a crazy dream? Let's see your hands. Crazy, wild dream. Now, when we have a crazy dream, sometimes we wish they were true. Like when we're flying. You know, you have a crazy dream and you're flying or you're super rich or you dream you're me, you know. You know. I think he said that's a nightmare, right? Yes. Yeah, and that brings us, that's a nice segue to the other kinds of crazy dreams where you realize it's not true and you're relieved. Like when you have a dream about someone chasing you or there's a dream that you're falling or one of those and you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm so glad that's not true. This is a crazy dream and it's true and it's real. So the angel comes to him in a dream and says, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. God is Jesus' dad, and we want you to adopt him and marry his mother, Mary. She is going to have a son, and you must give him the name Jesus. That is because he will save his people from their sins. Okay, so all right, so I need somebody to answer this question. What do firemen save us from? Let's see.
Fire!
That's right! Okay, let's raise our hands next time, though. What do policemen save us from? Okay, Titus. Bad guys, good. What do doctors save us from? All right, Paul.
Disease,
very good. Okay, what does Jesus save us from?
Leah.
Sins. Okay, so when you see Jesus, You want to remember that he saves us from our sins. So if you have your red sheet, you want to write down, he saves us from our sins, or he is our Savior. Okay, let's sing another song. Go ahead. Finish writing it. Hurry up.
Since we have a new name for Jesus, we need a new motion, but it's a great time for us to review. If we could go back one more slide, Pastor Nathan, again. Oh, there we go. So first we learned that Jesus is what? The Son of God. We also learned that he is a king, and he's also our Savior. What are we going to do for a Savior? Well, in baseball, when the umpire wants to tell you that you're safe, he goes, safe. So, Jesus is our Savior. Let's see if you remember all three of those. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the King, and he is the Savior. All right, let's stand up and sing another Christmas song.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Savior there?
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing. Jesus, Lord,
You may be seated.
All right, we're going to go back to Luke, and let's pick it up. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law, and it required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. Now, what does that mean? Is that like a different world? Is that like Mars or something where it's a different world, only it's a Roman world rather than an our world? What does that mean? Chafin, what does it mean, buddy? It's a goofy question, isn't it, Chafin? That's right. Everyone in Roman-controlled territories had to be counted. Not an extraterrestrial planet. No, not at all. Good job. Okay, so it was the first time a list had been made of the people when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went up to their own towns to be listed. So Joseph went up also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. What does engaged mean? Leah. Not quite married, but close. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. Now, how do you know when it's time for the child to be born? So, this is time for me to explain this, because this is important. Because some of you are going to get married someday, and your wife is going to have a baby, and you're going to wonder, how do you know when it's time for the baby to be born? And, well, what happens? I want to talk to you boys especially right now. You girls don't have to listen if you don't want to, but you boys really need your attention. What happens is it's time for the baby to be born, and so the baby starts pushing on the mom's stomach a little bit. And it hurts. So she just, all of a sudden, even though all you're doing is standing there, she gets mad at you. You're just standing there trying to be helpful, and she gets mad at you. And she'll even start yelling at you. Sometimes she'll call you names or try to hit you, and you're just standing there. Sometimes she'll grab the flesh on your arm and start digging her nails into it, and you're just standing there. Okay, boys. Boys, women are just a mystery, right? Tim is shaking his head. Tim agrees with me. He's a married man with four daughters. They're a mystery. Just standing there. Okay. It's so fun to have a... he's too smart to agree with me on everything, he said. It's so fun that I have a mic and my wife does not have a mic. So, all right, so we're in verse 6. We're in verse 7 now. She gave birth to her firstborn baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth and placed him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. All right, so it's time to write down one more name. Now it's time to write down Jesus. So remember, you're writing these down so you can get a great candy cane. The name is Jesus. Okay, I think it's time for another song. We'll leave this up there while they come up and get ready to sing. And I bet we're going to review the names as well.
Before we get started, I just have a couple questions. Why did they name him Jesus? Do you think they got a baby book out? Do you think Joseph went on the internet to babynames.net? And said, hey, that's a cool name. Who told them to name them, or name him, Jesus? Landry. The angel. He said, you need to name him Jesus. And that is because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means Savior. And so that's what they named him. Did we put the baby Jesus up here? In the nativity set? Yes. We forgot Jesus in the nativity set. Does someone have Jesus? Phew. Nathan was a Grinch trying to steal Christmas there. Now, one more question. Jesus is in a manger. What's a manger? What is a manger? Logan? Yeah, well, it's not exactly a crib. What is a manger? Paul? Yes, it's like a food dish for animals. How many of you have cats or dogs? Raise your hand if you have a cat or a dog. All right. Do you just dump their food on the floor and they eat it? No, you put it in a nice little bowl, right? So you have a cat bowl or a doggy bowl. Well, this was like a cow bowl or a sheep bowl. They put Jesus in a sheep bowl. And that was because there was no room at the Hotel 6 or at the Holiday Inn or even with someone else to stay. The only place they could find to put him was in a cow bowl or a sheep bowl. And the fancy word for that is a manger. And so we've learned so far that Jesus is the Son of God and he's the King and his name means Savior. And the guy who's the Son of God and the King and the Savior is sleeping in a cow bowl. That's pretty crazy, but that shows you how much God loves us. And so let's sing to him. So let's stand together. Pastor Nathan, if you could get our slides going here. We're going to sing Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee.
Pastor Nathan, why don't you take us back to verse 1 and we'll sing that one more time. Here we go.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on
the little Lord Jesus.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
You may be seated.
All right, thanks for covering for me there. Let's see. We are on verse 8. There were shepherds living out in the field nearby. What is a shepherd? Who knows what a shepherd is? All right, remember to raise your hand next time. Right, shepherd. Yeah, Quentin? They take care of the sheep, that's right. Yep, so go ahead. Yep, I see you guys holding your shepherds up. You're going to make sure I don't forget this time. Come on, bring them up. If you have a shepherd, bring it up. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay. So we have shepherds. You guys have those written down?
No.
Oh, okay. Shepherds. Now do we have it?
No.
Yes. You got it? Caleb has it?
Yes.
right. Shepherds take care of sheep. Okay, so I think we have it now. Okay, just look at each other's, okay? They write a lot like their dad types, so kind of slow. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Why do you think they were terrified? What's the darkest place you've ever been? Who's been in a really, really dark, dark place? Mr. Bill, a cave, super, super dark. Probably it wasn't quite as dark as a cave, but it was probably very, very dark because there's no artificial lights. And so they're out there in this dark field. And remember, you got to try to pretend you're asleep, okay? Just kind of pretend, maybe snore a little bit. Just kind of, you're somewhere in between sleep and awake, and all of a sudden, when it's really quiet, pow, the lights come on! And you're all of a sudden, you're wide awake because the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they're terrified. And an angel has to tell them because they're so afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring you very good news of great joy. And who's it for? It's for Leah? All the people. Okay, so it is time to write down angel. So who has the angel? Okay, here she comes. Go ahead and smile, Mallory. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, there's the angel. All right, so you guys have angel down?
No.
Angel. Okay, that's all right. We'll help you. So if you're sitting next to an adult, they can help you spell it. Angel. All right, let's keep reading. Because we have to learn, we have to do a review now. So today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Okay, so let's review our names for Jesus. The first one we said here is Savior. What's our motion for Savior? Savior, right? Okay, he is a Savior. Now he is Christ. Christ means the long-awaited King. So let's have all the kids and all the adults. See, that was, he's a long-awaited king. He's been waiting, waiting, waiting for Jesus. I wanted to teach the kids, but Pastor Andy told me I couldn't, that Jesus comes at the end of the 6-7 of the genealogies. And Pastor Andy said, you're going to lose the kids if you keep telling them. But they've been waiting and waiting and waiting for generations for Jesus, and he finally comes to begin and to rule and to save the new people of God and be their king. So we said, we learned that Jesus is a Savior. We learned that he's the King. And then what was the last, what was the first one that we learned? That he's the Son of God. Okay? And this is like the Lord. He's the Lord, or he's God. So we're talking to kids right now, but we're also talking to adults. What some adults want to do, and what some kids probably want to do, is they want to have Jesus as their Savior, but they don't want him for their King or for their God. And we're saying that's not good. If you have Jesus, you have to have all of Jesus. If he's your Savior, he's your King, and he's your God. And one way that one guy talked about this that I thought was very helpful is he said, people who want Jesus as Savior, or Savior, there we go. People just want Jesus as Savior. Okay, I normally teach adults, so I don't normally teach with motions. So I'm struggling, okay? But people who just want Jesus as Savior but don't want him as King, they're like vampire Christians. They just want enough of Jesus' blood to get them into heaven. You don't want to be a vampire Christian. You want to accept Jesus all the way. So you want him as your Savior, and you want him as your King, because he is God. Here's how you will know that I'm telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. We hope this Christmas you'll remember that Jesus is Savior, that he's King, and that he's God, and that you'll accept Jesus as your Savior and as your King because he is God. Let's sing one last song.
Please stand with us. And just so we can get these names of Jesus stuck in your head and you can't get them out, we're going to review one more time our names of Jesus. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is our King, and he is our Savior. The song we're going to sing is Angels We Have Heard on High. At the bottom, we have some weird words. Gloria in excelsis Deo. That sounds like gibberish because it's from another language. But what it means is glory to God in the highest. Gloria means glory. Deo means God, and excelsis means in the highest. So when we sing Gloria in excelsis Deo, we're saying glory to God in the highest. All right, let's sing together.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strain. Why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. The Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See him in a manger laid, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lingerie, with us sing our Savior's birth. Gloria
Let's talk to God together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are a God who, though you are one, exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, whose name is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God the Father, that you sent Jesus, the Son of God, to be a little baby, to be born in a cow's feeding bowl, to live a life as a human being. We thank you that we can see that Jesus is the Son of God. We can thank you that we can see that he is the King of Kings. He is in charge of the entire universe. And we thank you that Jesus grew up and he knew that we needed to be saved from our sins because we disobeyed you and we tried to make ourselves king. And we had a punishment coming our way, but Jesus took our punishment and died on a cross in our place, and that he is our Savior. And we also remember that Jesus, though he died, 3 days later, God the Father, you raised him from the dead. And if we believe in him, if we put our complete trust in Jesus, the Son of God, the King and the Savior, to save us from our sins, we can be saved and spend forever with our Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. We thank you and praise you on this Christmas morning. And everybody said, amen. Have a great day.